You can't actually debate
that's
that one.
Like say, that's like saying Michael Jordan's not the best basketball player of all
no
time.
It's worse than that.
It is worse than that, but
you're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
Welcome back to the Foxden Sports Podcast, along with my three interesting sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. I'm Todd Fox, and together we are the Foxden Sports Podcast. And today marks our 80th episode. What player do you think of? Which I'm pretty sure we're all going to figure out the same guy, so we need to think of somebody else here shortly. But who do you think of number 80?
You know, see, I think of a couple different players. I think of Kellen Winslow along with Kellen Winslow Jr., two really good number 80s. And just, you know, Kellen Winslow played for the Chargers. His son goes off and plays for some more teams, but number 80, he was playing for the Browns. You know, just probably the second and third best Kellens of all time.
Who's first, Kellen Sampson, or?
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he's OU's former coach's son, Kellen. Just kidding. Kellen, I'm trying to think of another Kellen. Kellen Clemens.
Kellen Moore.
Played for the Jets. Huh? Kellen Moore. Moore, yeah.
I'm going to go with Andre Johnson, receiver of the Houston Texans. I always thought he was one of the better, more entertaining receivers to watch. I also think he's one of the more underrated receivers, especially given the fact that he was on Houston whenever they, I mean, they're still not anything, but like they just had nobody ever. So I imagine he'll be getting in the Hall of Fame soon. He is eligible for it, which he missed out. I think last year was his first year, maybe 2 years ago, but I would imagine he'll see himself in Canton one day.
He should. He's pretty good.
I'm going to go Neil Armstrong, the two-time NFL champion with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. Well, obviously, obviously it's Jerry Rice, right? But there's a couple other guys that I think of, Steve Largent, Chris Carter. But to me, it was Tony Hill, played from the Cowboys from 77 to 86, alongside with Drew Pearson. Won a couple Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. That's who I think of as Tony Hill. He was Tony the Thrill Hill is what they called him. So he was really, really good. Alvin Harper wore that number several years later, won some Super Bowls with Dallas as well. But anyway, Jerry Rice obviously is probably the greatest, arguably, unless you guys think not, but the greatest wide receiver in the history of football and possibly, you know, the best NFL player ever. It's possible. So fantastic. What's that?
It's not, but you know.
What's that? He's not?
It's Tom Brady easily, but
stop. Are you serious?
Not easily.
Are you kidding?
You can't kidding. Actually debate that.
That's
one.
That's like saying Michael Jordan's not the best basketball player.
No, it's worse than that.
It is worse than that. But I just know that's gonna make some people. Tom's it's not even close.
Nah.
Even if Mahomes wins like three more, it's still not.
Well, Mahomes, yeah, I get that, but I don't know.
Mahomes would have to literally win 10 to make up for losing to Tom Brady.
No.
I just think there's more
Mahomes in his prime against Brady on his downfall.
Dude.
Yeah, but you can win more, and you can't say you're better than somebody if they actually beat you, and you were
that's
more
a good
in
point.
The prime of your career than him.
LeBron would be better than Jordan, then.
No shot.
Well, by that logic.
Well,
no, he's saying
Tom Brady.
No, only
beat
if
Mahomes
LeBron,
in the Super Bowl.
Only if LeBron beat Michael is what he's saying.
I hear you, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Just, it's a good debate. We can't. It's not what we are planning on doing today, but that's
So it shouldn't even have to be a debate.
I personally don't think Tom Brady's the best ever. That's just my opinion. Sorry. All right. We got NFL training camps going on. It's all everybody's in movement. I mean, there's a game. What is it? Thursday night. What is today too? So 48 hours from now, we'll be watching the Hall of Fame game. Pretty cool. It's always preseason football. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'll watch maybe the first quarter, and then it's kind of, you're just basically, as Jerry Seinfeld says, rooting for the close, because that's what you associate your teams with and all that. So, Gary, why don't you take it away? I know you had some information you wanted to cover tonight.
Oh, I don't know about information. Maybe information just, you know, for all the listeners and everything. But we're going to go through our tiers of wide receiver ranking. So, hey, perfect prep. So to do it, you know, at number 80, Jerry Rice. It's almost like we did that on purpose. And, yeah. So we're going to list 20 receivers, tier them by five separate tiers. But, like, you don't have to put the same amount in each, you know, tier. Like, I have a couple in my tier one. Somebody might only have one. Somebody might have, like, five. So it can vary. But I, for one, I don't know about you guys, I didn't put mine in order of, like, what I think. But
I didn't either.
Okay. Cool. Well, anyways,
Are you going to start with bottom, top to bottom, or bottom to top?
Yeah, I think it'll be easier to follow along if you go tier one to five. So my tier one just consists of two players. It's Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. I think Justin Jefferson, obviously, I mean, there's not a whole lot of debate that he's probably the best receiver in the NFL right now. Some of the best hands, best route running, best just competitive nature, just one-on-one, can beat just about anybody. That's unquestionable. And then Ja'Marr, I think he's right behind him. I personally think Ja'Marr Chase will end up with a better career than Justin Jefferson, not only just because of Joe Burrow or whatever, but I think he's just a better, more of a longevity type of player. But yeah, it's my tier one.
Mine's the exact same, but I do add Tyreek Hill.
I'm the same. Jefferson, Chase, and Hill. I think Jefferson and Chase are better than Hill, but I can't put Hill in tier two with those other guys. Like, Hill, if Hill was in tier two, there would be nobody else in tier two.
I thought about doing that, honestly, but then I was like, yeah, he's like head and shoulders, I think, above my tier two, the rest of them. I'd rather say he's just under them than way above the others.
Well, I have three players: Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Cooper Kupp. I have Cooper Kupp in the first as well. Obviously, a lot of this deals with, I mean, you look at those guys between those three. I mean, just think how Justin Jefferson would be if he had a pretty, I mean, I'm not, Kirk Cousins isn't just terrible.
He's not elite.
But he's not, right. He's not, like, if he had Mahomes or Burrow, which he had Burrow in college, you know what I mean? Like, or Herbert, somebody.
Yeah, scored five touchdowns against
anything. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. But because Cooper Kupp has obviously Stafford and then Ja'Marr Chase, Burrow. But the three of those guys are my top, top tier. And if I were to rank him, it would be Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and then Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp is a good solid receiver. I think the other two are probably more skilled at the position, but I do think he's led the league, or came close to it anyway, at least with catches. I mean, he's fantastic. He seems to always get open. A lot of that has something to do, I mean, look at those guys, you know, the coaching staffs there. Cooper Kupp's got Sean McVay. All those guys are from McVay, right? Because Minnesota's coach, as well as Cincinnati's coach, are all from Sean McVay's system. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase are LSU's system, and just they breed wide receivers over there.
Yeah. But they're fantastic, and they're the two, in my opinion, the two best in football right now. Those are my tier ones.
So moving on to tier two, This is whenever the lists, I think, are going to get a little bit bigger. But I go Cooper Kupp. I have Cooper Kupp as my number three player. I have A.J. Brown. Then I have Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, and then CeeDee Lamb. I like Cooper and A.J. above Tyreek. I think Tyreek's too one-dimensional in just his speed and relying on it. Granted, he is very good at moving around with wherever the play is going, which we definitely saw with Kansas City. But I think Cooper Kupp is, like Dad said, arguably just as good as Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. They just have a little bit, like, one step better. I think they're a little bit quicker, a little bit more athletic, a little bit bigger. But, yeah, that's who I got. And I had to sneak CeeDee Lamb in there for, Dallas Cowboys. Also, he's every receiver, he's one of their favorite receivers to watch just because he's so fluent in his route running and everything he does. So even the league understands how good CeeDee Lamb is.
Mine consists of, I got A.J. Brown. This is not in order. Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb, and Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Nearly identical, right?
Yeah, pretty close. You just have one less, I think. One more, I'm sorry.
I think it's the same, I thought. Either way.
Tier 2, I got Devontae Adams and CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he's going to be pretty good and just going to keep getting better over there.
Who, Amon-Ra?
I feel like he kind of came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, he's just, that whole team is fun to watch. But I think he's going to be leading the way, honestly.
Well, this is in no particular order. But I've got Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown, and CeeDee Lamb. That is my tier two. Tyreek, a lot of people probably think of him as a tier one. He's got so much speed, and he's made some really big plays, but I just have him down in tier two. I'm anxious to see how well the Dolphins will do this year. My personal opinion, I don't think Tua will play more than 10 games, but hopefully he does. I like to see what all transpires there. But Stephon Diggs, if his head's right, that dude is incredible. He's got Josh Allen throwing to him, and they're fun to watch. Devontae Adams, that'll be interesting to see how he does this year. I don't know. I still think he's really good. I don't know how much, he obviously didn't have as good of a season as he did with when he had Aaron Rodgers throwing to him. But I still think he's very valuable and very good. And so we'll see if Jimmy G can get him the ball. A.J. Brown, honestly, if I rated those guys, he would probably – he might be my first of that list, maybe. I think he's fantastic. He's really good. And CeeDee Lamb is – he's got Dak Prescott, but he's got an offense just full of weapons, and he's probably the top one. Other than Dak, that throws the ball, but he's probably the most dangerous player possibly on that field at the time. But those are mine. If I had to rank them, it'd probably be A.J. Brown, probably Stephon Diggs, and then I would go Tyreek, CeeDee, and Devontae. That's just what I would do if I was forced to rank them in order.
Moving on, tier three. Stephon Diggs, first one off the board for me, and then I got Deebo Samuel, probably the most versatile receiver in the league, or just player, honestly, in general. And then Jalen Waddle, Amari Cooper, and then Terry McLaurin. So I think Amari is definitely on his downslope, but he's still just one of the more reliable receivers in the league, and he's got Deshaun Watson and Jacoby Brissett last year as his quarterbacks, and he still put up some very solid numbers. So,
who's next?
I got mine off. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jaylen Waddle, Deebo Samuel, Calvin Ridley, and Garrett Wilson.
Got DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Olave, Cooper Kupp, Jaylen Waddle, Stephon Diggs, Garrett Wilson.
Wow.
I don't think we'll hear of Cooper Kupp after this year. I think that was just a one-time thing, and everybody's still remembering last year and or like Super Bowl year. And we didn't hear of him this year. I'm pretty sure there was a lot of injuries going on that team, but I don't see that happening.
Including
again.
Him, but yeah.
And then
yeah.
Stephon Diggs, I'd love to put him in two, but he's good, but he's not as good as he could be. He's got a top five quarterback throwing to him. I think Garrett Wilson's on his way up. I could see him being tier two by the end of the year.
Well, I have tier three. I have DeAndre, and this is not an order. DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson. How do you say his name? Amon-Ra or St. John?
St. Brown.
St. Brown. That's what I meant. And then Devontae Smith. So that's who I've got. Where did St. Brown go? Did he go to Ohio State?
USC.
USC? Okay. So strike two. But DeAndre Hopkins, I still think is a big time talent. I just don't. I mean, obviously this season they've got him as their number one. They've got Derrick Henry, but to see him with Tannehill, that'll be interesting. DK Metcalf, he's got good old Geno Smith, but he's just a physical specimen. I think he's bound for a big year, I believe. Garrett Wilson, same thing. I think Garrett Wilson will have a fantastic year this year. And then Devontae Smith, him and A.J. Brown, probably the best 1-2 punch in the NFL right now between the both of them. And then St. Brown has, you know, with the Detroit Lions, correct? That's who's with. Goff's not a terrible quarterback, but he's man. I don't know. He's in the Kirk Cousins, to me, range, Dak Prescott type of range, maybe. I mean, I think Dak's probably better than he is, but I think he's in that same range as some of those guys, and Tannehill's a little bit lower than that. You know, we're not doing the quarterbacks. I get it. But so a lot of this with these tiers, it all depends. Like, if a quarterback goes out, then how good are these guys? Kind of, I don't know if Kellen said something about that a minute ago or what, but the one thing you know is true is if you're the backup quarterback, you're going to look for the best receiver, and you may not be able to get him every time, but you're going to at least look for him. So that'll be interesting to see. But DeAndre, is this his third team? Houston, the Cardinals, and now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's why I got him down in the tier three area, but I really do have all those guys. I think, To Kellen's point, the St. Brown kid and St. Brown and Wilson probably have the better years of all these guys. But I mean, look at that. Those three, with those two and then Devontae Smith are younger guys. I mean, not that DK is just real old, but I mean, I'm just saying those other three are younger. I think they're on their upswing. They haven't even hit their peak yet. I think DK's in that peak area, and I think DeAndre's obviously on his way down.
Also going real quick, way back to Kellen saying Cooper Kupp and everything. Cooper's got the fifth most receptions in the last 3 years with six less games played.
Wow.
Yeah, but how much of that was in the Super Bowl year? Like, where he looked like the best player in the league?
He had, so I think he had like 120 something catches or something like that. And in the last 3 years, he's had 312. And like I said, that's with a lot of injuries. So
I hope he can
a little
keep
over
doing
a third, but
I just don't see it sticking.
Yeah.
If Stafford's not playing, I don't even know who their backup is. I mean,
Stetson Bennett.
That's true. I honestly think Baker should have stayed there personally. I think, because I think he would be able to play and play with better weapons. But I guess he wanted the starting job. But hey, that's a different podcast as well.
Are we doing these rankings off of production? because I didn't rank mine on production.
No, we're not. I'm just saying.
If you did it on production, then we'd all be the same.
I did mine just off of who I see like in different levels and who I think's kind of, I mean, the best. Like, who's like the, because I mean, all these guys could be pretty high, but I mean, obviously, but I mean, I think you've got to differentiate tier one to two and two to three, how we see it. It's very interesting because some of the ones you guys are saying, I've got some lower, and I know I've gone higher on a few so far.
Tier four. Yeah, Devontae's number one with receptions. Then it goes Stephon and then Justin Jefferson, who has the most games played. So, anyways, yes, tier four is I've got Devontae Smith, T. Higgins, and Calvin Ridley. I think Devontae, he has such just big games, which I think show his abilities, but he also does have to share the ball with A.J. Brown, who's another great receiver, and also Dallas Goedert, who's a great tight end. But I think Devontae's just a phenomenal receiver, and then T. Higgins being the number two option in Cincinnati, he's probably one of the best just high point guys in the league and red zone threats for out of the receiver position. And I got Calvin Ridley. I know he didn't play last year, but the year prior, he was probably the best player or best receiver in the NFL until he decided that he needed a break or whatever. But no, Calvin Ridley, and I know we're probably all seeing these offseason videos of him too. He's going to have, a crazy year with Trevor Lawrence.
I got Chris Olave, Amari Cooper, T. Higgins, DeAndre Hopkins, and Devontae Smith. There's really no order, except I did want to put Olave in three. I know it's not worth it, but I wanted to. But that's the only one I would say is in order. He just barely missed tier three.
You can do what you want.
Well, yeah, it's more so just like it's a bias. But then I was like, I know better than that.
Sure. I guess my tier four is Keenan Allen, Jerry Jeudy, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf. Honestly, tier four and tier five could have been all one tier for me. I found out last second that we were splitting tier four and tier five. And like once I got out of the top 15, it was just like those guys were all could be equal. And it all kind of is situational. I think Keenan Allen I think he should be a wide receiver too. Like, I think he's really good, but if he was number two on that team would be insane. Jerry Judy's decent. I mean, he made, I think, what few highlights we saw from Russell Wilson seemed like Judy was involved. DK, I think he's fallen off. I think it doesn't help that he doesn't, like, Geno Smith had a really good year last year, but I just don't think it helps that he doesn't have anybody exceptional throwing to him. And I think Debo's overrated. And he's a crybaby.
Who's the kid they drafted at Ohio State?
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
So that'll be interesting because to see if, I mean, I think it'll take some catches away, but I also do think it'll help DK. They won't be able, depending on how well this kid is from Ohio State. I don't know how you say his last name. Oh, how do you say it?
Jackson Smith and Jigba, also reports are saying like, he's probably going to be their number one option.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Would just open it up for DK.
Right. We'll open up for DK. That's what I'm saying. But
over DK and Tyler Lockett.
He's younger, but he's also obviously more skilled. And DK is just a physical specimen. But he's good, too. But, I mean, I think this kid will be much better. My tier four, Jalen Waddle, T. Higgins, and Calvin Ridley. No particular order. If I were having to pick, I'd say Calvin Ridley first, probably T. Higgins, and then Jalen Waddle. Ridley, here's the thing about him. I think next year I'm going to be talking to him about him being in a tier two. I really do. He had a year off from a suspension, but that guy's phenomenal. And he's got such a great team, great situation right there that I think he's just going to bring even more value to that team. I don't even know who was their number one option last year. Do you remember?
Yeah, Christian Kirk.
Kirk, yeah,
played they signed the Cardinals. Him. Who had a good year?
Yeah. So they're. I think he's going to be fantastic. T. Higgins. I've never been just really high on T. Higgins. He does have Burrow, and he's also got, Jamar Chase over there, so he'll be able to help take some pressure off of him. I think it's good that he's not the number one. He's the number two guy, so that's less pressure on him. Not that he can't handle it or anything, but I just think that you can tell a major difference between him and Chase. And then Waddle, I think he's on the upswing, but I don't think he's there yet. Him and Devontae Smith kind of remind me almost the same kind of guy, but I think Devontae's in a better situation. I think Devontae will get more balls but I do think Jalen Waddle is in the realm of tier four, kind of teetered on tier one, tier four, tier five with him, with me, but I think he's got some upswing. So that's why I put him at four.
Now on to tier five. So some of them might have a couple of guys that just sneaked in, you know. I got Garrett Wilson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Mike Williams out of LA Chargers, Chris Olave, and DJ Moore. I feel like Garrett Wilson and St. Brown for me are lower than all of you for you guys, but I think it's mainly just because they still haven't really proven that they're any better than these other guys yet. Granted, I think they can be. But all these other guys have had just much better production, and their skill set doesn't necessarily set them apart from all these other players I've listed ahead. But I do think Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers, kind of like what Dad was saying with Calvin Ridley, I think he's going to be on that level. I think he could be a tier one, personally.
Really?
Next year. But and then Mike Williams, he's kind of just I don't want to say great value version of T. Higgins, but just a lesser talented. Chris Olave, obviously, Ohio State's just putting receivers in the NFL. And then DJ Moore, I think he's a very solid wide receiver. He just hasn't gotten a lot of media or anything like that, given that he's been at Carolina. And then before that, he was over in, I think it was Washington, if I'm not mistaken.
He's at Chicago now, right?
That's what it is. Yeah. Carolina and then Chicago. Yeah. You're right. So,
Dog,
I'll go ahead with Terry McLaurin and DJ Moore. I think I named all 20. For some reason, I'm thinking I went under, but I'm pretty sure I got 20.
Oh, I did Devontae Smith, Mike Evans, and T. Higgins. I think Devontae Smith could be higher, but being a wide receiver too, it's hard for me to put him too much higher. T. Higgins, I think Jamar Chase is the reason he's in this top 20. I think without Jamar Chase, T. Higgins wouldn't look as good. Mike Evans, I don't know. He's been good, but he's on his way down as well. He's getting old.
I will tell you my tier five. I got four left. Amari Cooper, Chris Olave, Deebo Samuel, Mike Williams. Those are mine. I think Amari's still productive, but he's on his way down. I think at one point he probably was like a tier two, maybe. I personally don't think he ever was probably a tier one. Tier two, good solid receiver. I think Chris Olave, how old is he?
Second year guy, so probably 22, 23.
Where did he play college as well?
Ohio State.
Man, those guys. He's with the Saints, correct? Yeah. So he's got Carr. I'm anxious to see that, to be honest with you, to see how Carr and the Saints work out. Because you got to remember, is Michael Thomas still around?
Yeah.
If he were to somehow be healthy, take some hits off of Olave, but I think he's a kid that as well. I think probably next year, tier three, maybe. Just depends. Way to go, again. Deebo, I'm not a Deebo guy. I think they use him very well. I think Kyle Shanahan's probably one of the best offensive minds and play callers in the league. And I don't know what it is, man. I just don't, I'm not there with that with him, but, and then Mike Williams from the Chargers. I mean, he's obviously got Keenan Allen there with him. He's got Herbert, but, man, he's good. Definitely. He's definitely good. It's just amazing. Like you look at this list and some of the guys, like I left off Mike Evans. I know Kellen has him on, but I mean, Mike Evans is a guy, honestly, Keenan Allen's a good dude too. Extremely good that, is not no longer on there, but there's several people that, that I left off. And I know the, was it McLaurin? Is that his name from Washington?
McLaurin.
Man, if he had a quarterback, he does pretty well with even without having a great quarterback. But I mean, at some point, they're going to land a quarterback. Don't know when. I saw a mock draft earlier today had them as which I don't see that happening as a number one pick and getting Caleb Williams. I hope not because I don't want him in Dallas's division. But you know, but bottom line is. That's a good wide receiver as well. He's young. I mean, well, middle age for a wide receiver probably, but he's put up some production, but he's in the witness protection program almost because you really don't ever see him.
Yeah, I don't think Washington is going to be that bad this year to get number one, but yeah. I'll say this. If we were putting in college receivers, Marvin Harrison for me would probably be tier two. That's how good that guy's gonna be freaking be. That guy is
yes
insane.
And I think I saw something maybe the Cardinals at number two nabbing him.
Picking him, yeah.
I'm hoping for the Colts.
Oh yeah, no, that'd be great, but that means they're either traded up or they stink. So
we're about to stink.
I can see them.
I don't know,
not
man.
Being so hot.
We're about to lose our best player. We're definitely gonna. We're
also too like, you're probably gonna lose both against Jacksonville. Probably gonna lose both against Pittsburgh, and then I bet you maybe split. Not Pittsburgh. I'm sorry.
Houston, Tennessee.
Split Houston, drop two against Tennessee. So there's an automatic five losses right there.
I think it all just depends on Anthony Richardson. If he's the real deal. I think they'll be in good shape.
I think it also depends on Taylor. Like if we can somehow find a way to mend that relationship, we can do well. But without him,
they'll mend
Marvin
it.
Harrison, here
they'll
we
mend it. I mean, for they'll mend it for playing because he'll play. But I don't think he'll be there. I'd be surprised if he's there next year. That's my opinion. Well, we'd like to thank all of our listeners to tuned in. And listen to our wide receiver tiering. I know football season's around the corner. We're all excited. We can't wait. Remember, there's some football 48 hours from now, which you may be listening to this podcast 6 weeks from now, so it's not really 48 hours. But to us, it'll be about 2 days from now, the Hall of Fame game. Excited about that. But my kids and I would like to thank every one of you for listening to us. And remember that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
And remember to join the skulk. Until next time, Gannon.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.